one also to mask with a stickle to Naval or a pole. You say this to Zachar and Chanukah. Just to get into the problem. Allah says, Mishkan Agresan of Kimina, Kimat, where you're alive, it'll be good. But to visit the Stigger the Lombard. But I will have to come on this girl to do for Shabbos, and then we'll get to Chanukah. The Allah says, Bosis Ledovar Haosu is Mukta. See, Bosis is a very big topic in Shabbos. We'll have to divide it to Shtiklach. But I want the Iker to apply today to Bosis. What is Nafkimina Legabe, if you find money in your pockets, if you find pens hanging on your shirt, and all different things in Shabbos, Bosis da Aloch. But it's better to get also to Tiltum Minatzah. The Aloch is Azeh. Bosis Le Mukhtzeh is also in Shabbos. Chutz are not allowed to move mukta. If a zach is a bosis le mukta, you're also not allowed to move him in Shabbos. Now the aloha of bosis is that even if the mukta goes off of the bosis, you're not allowed to move the bosis. Now if you have a mukta and a stander in Shabbos, so the stander becomes bosis. If the stander becomes bosis, you're not allowed to move the stander at all. Even not to shake the stander to make the pen to fall off. Till now, every time we spoke, if I have a pen on the stander, how to take him off? To shake it, to move it. But the essence is a new problem in Hilchos Shabbos. If the pen is on the stander, so you're not allowed to shake the stander while the stander is a basis. When Azevi Mukhtzi, you're not allowed to shake. You're not allowed to shake a stander to move the Mukhtzi off. This is the halacha from basis. Bosis ledover haosur is mukta. Now, is a klal in bosis, the first klal in bosis, that the bosis gets the aloches of the mukta. Dainu, the moshav, if the mukta is a pen, and the pen we learn that let's say, gufa yom eteru mekoyim are you allowed to move it, if you need a place, so the bosis has the aloches of the pen. The moshav, if the mukta is a chomer duke mukta, like money, you're not allowed to move it all, the boss is worth a chazay with the money. Alamol, the boss is chazay with the mukta of the bosses. This is the first halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Bosses has the halachas of the bosses. Now, the first klal in bosses is that the bosses, the mukta, the afzayin of the bosses, in the ganze ben hashmoshes. Ramesha is a machmer, here's a chumra of Ramesha Feinstein. And Moshe Feinstein says even a half of Ben Hashmoshes could make it mukta, could make it bosses. Aber the Chofetz Chaim, or Shon Zalman, Paskin, and I say the Aloche, Arivachas, V'Yisrael, that the bosses has to be, the mukta has to be on the bosses, the ganze Ben Hashmoshes. Maybe we need more plans. Aber the first topic of bosses, if it was not there, the ganze Ben Hashmoshes, nishtov us zuren. The first you say in bosses, that zayn dot in the ganze Ben Hashmoshes. And that is the Aloche. That was another tnai in Bosis. Bosis has to be b'maniach. I put it there. I want it to be here. I put it down here. I believe it's in the Marshall, someone took out a safer in the closet. And a pen flew out of the closet, flew out of the standard. The standard is Nishkan Bosis. He never put it there. So the first you saw Bosis, Navzayn the ganze ben Hashmoshes. Zweite you saw Navzayn maniach. Dritte Yesoid, even Maniach, has to be Al Das Shaloi Litle. If you have a plan to take it off, in Ben Hashmoshes for sure, before Ben Hashmoshes, after Ben Hashmoshes, if you have a plan to take it off, it's Nishta Zach Klore Bosses. The good bosses, the bosses that is also Lekula Alme, I put it there, an intention to be there the Ganze Shabbos. I put it in the intention to be the Ganze Shabbos. Those are the bosses. I want it to be the Ganze Shabbos. If I don't want it to be the Ganze Shabbos, if I have to play, I have a plan to take it off in the middle of Shabbos, it's a machlekes. Lekatchile, we also hold its bosses. The Mokim Hefzed, we make it.
Again, if I'm ganz ben ashmoshes maniach, and I don't have a das to take it off the ganze Shabbos, and lekatchila, even if I have a das to take off in the middle of Shabbos, is eiched felt in the bus. Felt in the bus. Aber es ist ein Machleik, es ist ein Gatchila, we don't want to take Bosses, der zweite Halloch. Aber es ist ein Nazar Halloch in Bosses, that if the place is made for it, so even if I didn't have the Das, so he's Bosses. Da hain the money and a wallet, le Marshall, even if I didn't plan wie viel Zeit I put the money there. Aber the place of money is a wallet. Other so people that have like in the pants, they have like a little pocket for money. A bazunder pocket for money. They put it there, they don't think too much. Is echt considered maniach. Al das. In the main pocket, some people the main pocket is also the place they put kavodik in the money. But you have to have a das to have it against the Shabbos, only if it's a mokim kavua. Another you say in bosis, has to be bosis ledobor ha'osu. But if it's a bosis ledobor ha'osu, ledobor ha'muter, if the mutter is more choshev from the asu, it's not a basis. So we have five klalim in basis. Well, the Bible will speak only on a small part of basis, but the yesodis have to come klar, and we'll follow. But the first five yesodis in basis are tavzayin ganz ben hashmoshes, maniach al das shelo yivit lo b'shabbes, or at least a hal b'shabbes, has to be. If it's miyuchin lekach, it doesn't have to be maniach. Dover ha'otsu v'dover ha'muter is nishkin bosses. Now, this is the heftzer of bosses. Why bosses is osur is a lot of lomdas. We'll not go into the lomdas so much. One lomda says, the bottom is mamish bottle tzach to the top. It loses the shame. And the zachim zogin bosses is like a plate. So it's kilo considered the piece that holds the muktzeh. As I yod a richter from the muktzah. One case, we'll give an example that is nishkin bosses. Someone has a pile of papers, chidushet teira. Empty papers are muktzah. He has a pile of chidushet teira and his wind. So he puts a stone on the papers now to fly away. Okay, kum mitten Shabbos, he wants to learn. Okay, ki lachar yad, he will push the stone. We learn already different ages how to get rid of muktzah in Shabbos. He wants to pick up his paper. So I can bechaber, I'm a gilam basis. You can't pick up your chidush atayra. So I can the place can dosis nishkin basis. Why it's not basis? So, every basis, the mukta is inside. You never have basis that the mukta is not inside. Every time the mukta is inside the basis. Every time the mukta is inside the heter, not the heter inside the mukta. Oh. So the Lamda says this basis is nishkin basis. Why is nishkin basis? It's nishkin basis because the papers are not holding the stone. The stone is holding the papers. Could be a lot of times in the community someone has a pot. He doesn't want cats to come to drink the water by night. He puts a stone. Again, it's not a basis. If it's not a basis, then he could shake it. But if it's basis, he can't move the bottom part. So again, this aloha really comes from the lomdis, that it's not stama aloha of a muktzah is on top of something, vertzach abosis. Has to be a chetzah of abosis. The second kula lemashu, the Mishnah Berurah is making b'shas adchak. I'm not sure we'll get this time to it. The candles, the lighters, how you take them off the table, yes, bosis, nish bosis. But forget about, we took off, someone, a kid came, picked up the lighters, finished. The guy cleans up, he knows himself, he knows the town, he picked up the lighters. Now you want to change the tablecloth. Zag the Mishnah Berurah, the tablecloth is not a basis to the candles. It's a bigger chiddush. The table is a basis, because you want the candles to be on the table. You don't want the candles to fall on the floor. Oh, but yes, tablecloth, not tablecloth for the candles doesn't make a difference. This really is nishna zeilaych, but the ma'aseh b'shasat hatzeirich, not even a tchach, you could be maker to move the tablecloth. Because the tablecloth, again, is not a basis. The bigger kula the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, and again, maybe we'll speak about it a bit more meforish. You have a drawer, a full of things, mukta, nishkin mukta. You just throw everything inside to the drawer. Happened to be there is a mukta on top of a zach. I had lemaisa this last week. So I had a zach, like machab cheers. And then Shabbos, Chassidus neighbor came and comes in. He asked my wife if he could take cheers to Big Mach. I told him, okay, you know, she has to go to the miklat, she takes the key. She tells him, the box where I put the keys, it's also a shtickle money. The money is on top of the keys. She told him, buses. He came and gave her a Mach, you know, I was in court. She was saying, I told him, I don't know, you want to touch it, I'm crazy, but I learned buses is also. He said, you don't know Aloch, and he did it. So she came to ask me, who is that? So the man said, here Mishnah Berurah says, could be his man. The money was not put on the key to be on the key. The key would be on top of the money, Mahmish Dais for me. And there's a little pushka there, the money on the key on the money. I push everything here, this is the place. So even that we said, Miyuchad Lekach doesn't need to have Das. The box is Miyuchad for money. But the key is not Miyuchad to have the money on top of him. So we made it, this key is like the Mishnah Berurah La Aloche, is Nishken Bosses. We made it the Chzidishan of Girech. I'm saying, even though we're saying Chumas, we're going to say Chumas and Bosses, but there's three Kulas we're speaking out. The first Kula is, if it's a mistake on top of it, it's Nishken Mukta. Now, even if Miyuchad Lekach, it's not a mistake, it's not a Mukta, it's a Nishken Bosses. But my wife understands, it doesn't say it's Miyuchad Lekach, it's a Pushka. But if it's not meant to be one on top of the other, it's nishtoken bosses. The zweite halacha is that if the stone is holding the papers, or something is covering a pot, and you're putting a stone to be machzik das, das is eichel muta. And the dritte halacha is that a tablecloth that is not meant to be a bosses here is eichel nishken bosses. Now this is the normal halacha. Now we go to the main shaila. Based on these things that we know, if you find money in your pocket in Shabbos, what do you do? So it's two ways how to look at it. The Shmir Shabbos Kir Chosso Be'etzim says, nah, Yivichlal is not marking this whole matter. In a Shabbos suit, no one is meant to put money in. Even if you put in money Friday, when you go somewhere, it's a clear das that not to have it in Shabbos. People that wear the whole weekday the Shabbos clothes, and the Shir Bochum, something could happen, these people can have a problem. For sure everyone wants to take it out. But you don't, if when you put it in, you're planning to take it out before Shabbos, so say it. So if you forgot, it's like Shochach. If you were planning to take it out before Shabbos. But you're not planning. Then it could be a bigger problem. We'll speak a second about it. Other someone mentioned Bichlal didn't think that it's cold this week. Start to storm. It's pouring, so he goes to his coat. But in his coat, he has mukta. He has tape in his pocket, money in his pocket. So this is the second case. So he claims that in the normal Shabbos clothes, there's no problem. What means there's no problem? We don't have to clear as buses. So the only thing we have to clear is. The mice, I have a suit, I have mukta inside. I'm allowed to carry on walking in Shabbos or not. So we learned already that even though the sheet is held up, you have mukta in your hand, you don't have to drop it. We said it's only machmas gufay, machmas isu. But in a mukta like mummy, there's no heter to carry on holding it in your hand. You have to drop it. Lekula alba, he said. This is the achor of the Mishnah Berurah, lekula alba. And more from that, Rosh Hashanah has a tzad that a suit is mamish like you're holding it. Because it's a derech. Like a Yitzor and Shabbos Yibichayim, Siddarech Yitzor Bekach. So now you have to clear what to do. You're allowed to carry on walking with the money or not. So the Mishnah Berurah says, for sure, like a Tchila, you have to shake it. Oh. Now what would be if you cannot shake it out? Like a Tchila, you have to shake it out. Sometimes in the middle of a yeshiva, you know, you start to shake out. You know, you went to down to Chlis Karlin, you start to shake out Mukta. You're embarrassed, for sure, you're embarrassed. You have to. It's for sure, Lekatchila, for sure. Lekatchila, we shake Mukta, we don't carry Mukta. You have to, you don't have to. So like this, if you cannot shake it, there's no way you can shake it. So if it's in a pocket, like the normal we have in a pants pocket, jacket pockets, then you could go to the side when you finish davening, where it's comfortable, and shake it out. Because some shittas hold, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you don't have to shake it. You'll have to walk the whole Shabbos like that. Why? Because it's not on the clothes, it's inside a packet. The packet is a separate packet, like a suit packet, that is be'etzem sold in. Every suit packet is sold in. I'll explain what I mean, suit packet, lafuk a shirt packet. A shirt packet, the inside part of the shirt packet is the clothes themselves. So there the mukta is really on the clothes. There's two kinds of packets. We call them suit packets and clothes packets. Suit packets, the money is not on the suit. It's in a packet that is hanging on the suit. So some sheet is whole, you're not going to have to shake it even. So you're carrying the suit, and the suit is carrying the packet and the money. The Mishnah Berurah brings down on the Rambam state, you have to shake it. But again, so that chiyuv of niyur is when efshal l'nayir. Be efshal l'nayir, when you're embarrassed, it's machtiyah hezek. The halacha is we learn every mukta, you're allowed to carry it, but you cannot shake it, you're potter from shaking it. When it's in the shirt, it's really a bigger problem. Me'ikin Adilim Shumazam says also in the shirt. If you can't shake it, if you have it, you can say mechan the sheet is that ba'oide bi'yadoi, you're allowed to carry on, and go to a place and shake it. But there it's a shtikal mur chomor already. Now, how you shake it? So you have to be very makbid how you shake it. The moshav, you have a pen. You can't push it like this. If you push it with your hand, does it tilt? Does this can tilt from the tzad even? Well, because you have a material near your finger, it's better to leave the pen. If you don't know how to do it, just leave the pen like this. Go around the whole Shabbos till you ask the Rav what to do. Start to push with your hand. Imam is carrying mukta in your hand before it's tiltum min atzad, carrying the pen. So again, in the suit, not a problem. You put inside your hand, you pull out the packet, and it falls out. Or you shake it, you make a new. But now to touch the money. But these things, you have the best thing is other like. Something like this to push it down. It's the only way. Or to ask a friend of you, like with his elbow or something, to push it down. Or to start to play with fingers. You know, people like have money, just they push the money till it comes out. That's mamash isu. Yeah, it's better to walk with the money. Yeah. Now this is in a case, in a normal case. This is an easy case. If the money was there before Shabbos, and no, I'm saying not in our cases, like not in the Shabbos suit, or someone on Moshe, if you put a pen here, you plan to take it down before you go to Yeshiva, so you forgot, it's not a bus. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if the money is in a packet, and it is a busis, so the Mishnah Berurah says the packet becomes a busis. These packets become a busis. And if the packets become a busis, you're not allowed to move the packet the whole Shabbos. You're allowed to carry on walking with a suit, because the busis, when mukta goes off, it's sargufa mekayim is mutter. But the packet becomes a busis. Mainly, you're not allowed to even pull the packet out to shake the money. The only way is to take off the suit, to turn it over and to shake it. If you have a pants, take off the pants. You can't do it, there's a problem to do it in public. There's no heter to put in your hand to pull out the packet. More than that, Dr. Mishnah Berurah. Even if the money went out, you're not allowed to put your hands into the packet in Shabbos. Because the packet stays busted. Again, I'm saying, Shmir Shabbos time is that it's not so much mutzi, this halacha. He holds most of the cases, someone puts a pen here. So normal, when you put it here, you plan to take it up before you go to Yeshiva and Shabbos, even if you're writing Friday. But the Moshe, someone's family has a pen in the whole time, doesn't plan Golish, he doesn't change his shirt for Shabbos, he's rushing, he's in a trip, he missed his train. So then, Taket, the whole shirt can become a bus. So again, he shakes it off. When he doesn't have a different clothes, so Gufay Mekoyme is mutter. But then, before he goes to sleep, after he takes off the shirt, it goes busis. He's not allowed to move it. What? If he didn't have that mat to come in the shirt is not a busis. No. So if it's a different clothes, if it's a different clothes for Shabbos, and he has a Shabbos shirt. So then for sure, even if you put a Friday there, everyone knows Shabbos shirts. People don't want to have it. But if not, so then it's a Shabbos. If again he was planning to get Shabbos before Shabbos, he was planning to get ready for Shabbos. This friend came and didn't manage. So it's Mishnah Berurah says, "Das heidishkin maniach," because he had a daf taken out before Shabbos. But if the marshal, he didn't plan to get Shabbos this week. But he's ready for Shabbos. He didn't have plans. He didn't think that a Shabbos is coming. He forgot that Shabbos today. He didn't have a daf to take it away. So then, it could be a basis. So also, if he had a daf a night to take it off, so again, the avid you could say, well, that's not a basis. But a lot of people, when they take off the shirt, they take out the tent. Some people, mama's lazy, they leave it there the whole night. But some, most of the people by night, so again, he never has a daf to leave it 24 hours. So we said that the avid, if he doesn't have a daf for 24 hours, money, it's much more shy. Money, your cards, a ticket, someone has a suit. Again, his wallet, he puts inside the closet in the suit. He went to eat somewhere, something dirty came, his suit got dirty. You ask him, where's the case? I'll give you the matzias. So he ate somewhere Shabbos, a chunk pour in the clothes. You can't go with it. So you go to the closet, you open your weekly clothes. That's it from going. Now you check out, I have books inside. So what to do now? On the Moshe, you know, you have a pocket full of muktzah. And you leave your key, your deer in the pocket. And Shabbos, oh, my key is in the pocket. So again, if this pocket has a lot of good things also, so it's basal dava mutava also. But if not, I have a pocket full of 3 pens, $300, and the keys to my apartment. Now my wife lost the keys to the apartment. So I said, oh, you know, my second pair is in my weekly suit. You want to go to take it? She wants to know she could go into my pocket or not. She started to move the pocket. Shavuot says she can't go into the pocket. So the only answer she could do is to pick up the suit, to shake everything out, the money will fall, everything will fall, she could find the keys. I'm saying, the reason I'm taking that lochem bus is even the first second thing, it's never mutzi in a normal way, the normal way. I got money left in my pocket, this pocket didn't manage, the world thinks it's a mistake, then I said, no, partially you shake it, just not to take it out with your hands, not to pull it out. And you're allowed to wait, you don't have to rush to take it out, which is what it says. The only problem is, when you change a suit, you know, a coat, all these things, then you have the buses, and then it's very hard to take out the money. You can't, there's no way to shake it, because the whole bag that is holding the muktzah, this is buses.
So
no, so you pick up the whole suit. The pocket is the buses, but not the baggage. The pocket is the buses, not the baggage.
I put the jacket on.
What?
I put the jacket on. After I've taken it off.
Yeah.
I put it back on?
Yeah.
I can't put my hand
in. But you're allowed to carry because you need to tell Gufay Mekoymoy, you're allowed to carry even the muktzah in the pocket. Now, the etzem. Right, what? The money you shaped out already. So the bus is after the money is out, it's like well after this.
You use the pocket
etzem.
Why is it in my pocket?
The chur. It's very small, I'm the chur, you're allowed. Shirt pocket is buses. The whole shirt becomes buses, and then you're allowed to move the whole shirt. That's right. After you shook it, there's no way to shake it. A shirt, the muscle. You say a good example. I forget. I want to use an example. Someone has a shirt. You know, the Shabbos shirt got dirty, but before Shabbos, he had a shirt that he took off. It was also not in a bad condition. He said, "Better from going, she will take that shirt." But he looks in the pocket. He left $100 bill. This whole shirt is straight for Shabbos. No, this is considered, the shirt is also, I think that can be the board. No, the mask, what? It's also, but it's hanging on the shirt. If it's outside, yeah, you're right, if it's hanging outside, I'd be like, no, but it's laying inside, it's laying, the pocket is keeping it. So again, so this shirt. No, it's being inside. No one put it inside. That's what I'm saying. The nafkamina is that if no one shook it out, the people left the mukta inside the shirt pocket. So you can't shake it in Shabbos because the whole shirt is above it. What? Not allowed. If someone was over and took out the money of the pocket, now you can use it inside the mukta. But the bus is after the muktzah goes off. What? Yeah, but you're keeping it through them.
Well, I'm not sure. You have to, people want it to be in a protected place. You have to know the mitzvahs. Again, I'm just misunderstanding. The whole hetel itself, in the koymai, what we said in the packet is, because, and this was that, you're not allowed, because I'm using the suit. Because I'm carrying the packet, I got the suit, I'm allowed to do the tzor gufay mekoyme. Oh, but to use the buses, the tzor gufay mekoyme alein, is also. Because it has the aloha to the mukta. Right, but not if it's a pen, ain't a hanami. But if it's money, you're not allowed to. But the shirt, you're not allowed to do the tzor gufay mekoyme if the whole shirt is a buses. It's not allowed. This is the Shmerkeit and the whole of Mevet Steiner. So what is the whole halacha and kis? What did Mishnah Berurah spoke about? Mishnah didn't prepare for Shabbos. All these halachas Mishnah Berurah brings down. He doesn't speak Shabbos food. Weekday should. Came from Zalman and said the Shabbos food is like this. Weekday should. Somehow Mishnah Berurah spoke and someone that said, "Abe kach kibalnu," that this is the cloud. Right, so then look where. Again, but the shayla is if normal people are planning. So if you don't have a plan to fix it for Shabbos. No, some people normally never check the code before Shabbos. This week he put it in and he was not planning to take it out before Shabbos. He never thought about it. But no, if when he puts it in, he's planning to take it out, it's one thing. If he never thought about it before Shabbos, and the code. And the Shabbos suit is not meant to have things there. A code is meant to have things in the code. Just before Shabbos, normally you have a plan to take it away. It's enough. It's enough. Shabbos says, if you had a das, take it off. Even if you forgot and you didn't take it off, it's enough. Even when you put it on, you didn't have a das. You had a das, take it off. You're not mechuy. So the halacha is very simple. When you're not mechuy, when it's not a basis, when you didn't have a das, when you're mesupik, alamol, you could feel as they have basis. So you shake it, and again, to shake it, not duch them. Just to pull out the packets, and here to push it in a different way. When it's a basis, you're not allowed to touch the packet. And if it's in the shirt, the whole shirt becomes basis. And it's awful to move the whole Shabbos. Be awful. The whole pants will be awful in Shabbos. Just again, if you was planning to take it out, if the Shabbos suit, it's like it's a chiddush, that whole musik of Shabbos suit, you have to know which stark is a chiddush. But as I have time, yeah, but Shabbos, people are meyachlans for Shabbos, they don't want to have mukta. Right, but he says, if it's a Shabbos beggar, no, if you don't see, don't das, it's an emun das adek. What? From Yochel Shabbos, yeah. Not a Shabbos. Says, but you are not miyachidus for money. Says, so you kilo are not miyachidus for money. It's the atom because the asana buses is for girls. You have to have a positive das to make it buses. You have to have a das to make it buses. No, I'm saying, but the asana the buses is, I said, it falls on the buses. Buses because you could value mokers. The assigned buses is me why? Because me yuchan agach, it's ki'ilu kovei alo imokit. So it's select lachin das, not select lachmish. Okay, this...
You mean the top of the bus is that kind of problem?
Because this is a tzor gufa mekoyme yalatu. Why? Because you're carrying the baguette, and you have a muksa on the baguette, and you can't shake off the baguette, so you're allowed to. That's the halacha, when you can't shake, you're allowed to move, right? We said, I have some amuks and I can't check it off. But now the money is out. Now, said, now you want to carry the baguette, then you can't take off the muktzah. So the aloha alamo, when you have muktzah and something and you can't shake him off, you're allowed to carry him.
But the money's still in, you're allowed to carry it?
The money, the katkhila, you have to shake. You're allowed to carry it and walk it.
How about it wasn't a Shabbos, right? It was a weekday jacket. I had money, now you have to put it on. And you can't shake it off for a reason. You go put it on, if you're in the middle of Shabbos.
Yeah.
You can't shake it off.
You can't shake it off.
Even if you didn't wear
it. It's not enough. You're allowed to carry a mukhtim. You can't shake it off. He claims it could be in a shirt pocket, it could be Zamakim to be Machum. Okay, it's a basis anyway. Little shirt will not be a basis, could be for being a Kamina. But they say.
Try to figure out
the character of what we're doing. No, if all the Arab is tilfu. Because you have to imagine, all of these things, it's chutz from Hilchus tilfu. Hilchus tilfu is poshta, it's us. Okay. This, Legabi Basis, well, this will be enough Legabi Basis. I just want to say this to go in, and then with Hashem, we're building it. Want just one more hour in Hilchus Shabbos, before we go to Chanukah. Shemzalman in Auerbach, I spoke a couple times about it, had a big chiddush. This week I had the koch, we're over in America about it. There's a machlekes American Eretz Yisrael, from Moshe Feinstein, a kegan of Shemzalman, Rav Yashiv, Avodner, Rav Nisim, Chaznish, that we hold that every person, we hold, Shemzalman, Chaznishan, Kenish, Shemzalman holds that if someone goes to a hospital to save a person, you call it Hatzole, if you come back in a car, you Michael Shabbos and Michael Skir. You Yain is Yain Nesach and Michael Skir. And they pass them from Zaman, Rebel Yashiv, Reb Nisim, Reb Ozna, and all of the Gberim in Eretz Yisrael. You have a call and you go to the hospital, you Chayav Nisa if you come back. You drive back, yeah.
You yourself.
Michal Shabbos, the moment of Kala Tere Kula. Prisoner is Michal Shabbos, the moment of Kala Tere Kula. Even not so. Wait. Reb Moshe Feinstein holds, you're allowed to Lekatchila drive back. Why? As a Gemara, that Chazal say, he tiru soifo mishum tchilosu. If you will not let the person to drive back, he will never go. How you could be matter of the Reise? Ask the Gemara. The Gemara should be allowed. So when the Gemara speaks about Yisro de Rabbanan, Chutz Letchum, riding a horse, all of it, Meret of Yisro de Rabbanan. Of Yisro de Reise, Chazal will never matter it. This is the Machlekes. That's that. This is the Machlekes. A Machlekes Shoimedes. Same. So Be'etzem, when he started to make a Tzoleh, Yerushalayim. It's a chovesh shel Arnav. Then I got involved in the shtickle. Beginning, now I don't know what happened then, but in the beginning they had the shtetzel da halacha, so I was involved. And the shaila was, for sure, we passed in here, you know, they came, all the Americans, the Boston Rebbe was there, and they wanted to let that tzolah to come back in Shabbos. And Shlomo Zalman said, Mechilu Shabbos day reisen. Here not the soul, you have to listen to Rabbanim and not the soul. Mechilu Shabbos day reisen. The best thing in America is also to be able to ask a guy to drive you back. This is the best thing. Tell him, I'll give you a taxi back and just drive you back. A guy is a Yisro de Rabbanan, Amir Lenochi. Again, Chazal will matter. Yeah, a guy is a Gemara. Yisro de Rabbanan, you're allowed to go back.
You won't be able to shake the next
guy. Oh, wait. In America, well, the next Atzolah guy will go. The Atzolah is all over. In the end, they will have a minion in the hospital. Isn't that? No, happen. So they came to ask, we're speaking of Arnof, this is what Shemazaman spoke. They had an ambulance. Both of them got an ambulance. A Chovesh Hatzolah, any neighbor has them, their name, for the same organization. And they come back, they go to the hospital to save people. So they take the ambulance to the hospital. So they came, okay, now if we leave the ambulance in the hospital, the neighborhood doesn't have an ambulance. So the next call is no one to save the ladies. The lady has to give birth. Who will save? When two will come to the hospital, when the baby will come out. So we need to have the ambulance there. The whole system, why Atzolah picks up the phones? Why we have someone 24 hours? Because statistics said that we have 10 calls because Nefesh every Shabbos. Yeah, they came statistic, every Shabbos we have 10 real calls. We have 50 calls. About 10 real Pikuach Nefesh. The other ones are, we came to say, we had a mistake. But we have 10 calls of other Pikuach Nefesh. So maybe if the ambulance will go out of the neighborhood, stay in the hospital, so maybe when it comes back, it'll be a Pikuach Nefesh. If it doesn't come back. So maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman led us to come back. Told him Rav Shlomo Zalman, sure, no problem. Come back. And then you come to the beginning of our month, you'll stay in the car for the whole Shabbos, no problem. Now it's no more sakana. What, you want to go to Chayim time? Who said maybe Katzalembega will be the next lady will die? You go into this, you live in this street, maybe the first. You don't know where. So the minute you came, even after the neighborhood, even a little bit before the neighborhood, stop. This is what Shem Zalman told him. You're right, Pekuach Nefesh. Come back. The same thing all these people say, Tzolle, if you don't come back, Pekuach Nefesh. No problem, come back to Borah Park and park. The first building in Borah Park, go down by Yiddish Yid, stay there for Shabbos. What? Yeah, the car. Set it. Kilachayad, you can close it. Why is it in the middle? So every Shabbos you go to the middle before Shabbos? I'm asking, beginning of Shabbos, all the Tzolle people stand in the middle of the neighborhood? So it's nice stories. You never know from where they come. There's no problem. So Lemaise, if you ask Stam, the ambulance of a Tzolle, I don't know, Lemaise, all the Tzolle ambulances, the few ones, after the whole tumult, we'll go through a second of tumult, so we actually go to the Parsha. But we have a system that in the middle, they press a button, and the whole ambulance, when they come back, turns to a Gromme de Gromme ambulance. Or you press the gas, man, it's not at the bottom, like this, they go home. This is the nicest day. One of the days. The ambulance system is, you got an electricity guy, you just press two zachen, and the whole thing turns to a Gromme. When you do something, it's a Gromme, the Gromme, the Gromme. What? You can't drive like that, yeah. You put the gas down on something, you lack, the gas stays down. Just slowly, slowly drips in. There's a lot of them tricks, man. It takes him more time. Slowly, slowly, he manages to get home. This is the way to, you know, to see to the problem. For sure, Chas v'Shalom could make a drive like this. But we're speaking, like, this was one of the eitzos that Lemay said he did. Came from Shem Zaman and said, in a letter, so I forgot to bring it over, Ksaviyana had this letter. Shem Zaman said, they come to the neighborhood, they're allowed to go to the house with the ambulance. They're allowed to go to the house with the ambulance.
Even the
Raisi? Even the Raisi. Even the Kula Alma, they're allowed to. Why? Shem Zalman said like this. Lechur, they have to stop. Zalim Shem Zalman, I have a new heter. First bring the ambulance to the neighborhood. Very good. Now, you say, you have to stay here. Zalim Shem Zalman, you're not Lechur of the city. But you're mechuyev. I'm mechuyev to learn to help. I'm not mechuyev to stay here. So I want to go home to Ichon. So I'm going home to Ichon. When I'm eating home chon, the ma'aser, the ambulance is not near me. It's a pikuach nefesh for the neighborhood. So someone is allowed to bring the ambulance to my house, right? I don't want to stay in the ambulance. You can force me. I'm stopping. I'm not volunteering anymore. I'm stopping to be a tzolle. I don't want to be a tzolle anymore. So I leave the ambulance and go to my house. Now it's a pikuach nefesh to the neighborhood. But the driver is not near the ambulance. So a different Yid is allowed to bring the ambulance to my house. So Shem Zalman, instead of doing it twice, you do it directly. Just go with the ambulance to your house.
So when you get to the first house, somebody works mentally at
the side. The guy said, I don't want to work today.
I'm
locked in the door, I'm not working, I'm not interested. What?
What
kind of? So why are you not learning to help to save? I'm not upset if I won't know. I'm going to my house. If I won't know. Prison is not allowed to go to America, he has to stay in the ambulance the whole time. What is the Makkah? So Shem Zalman said like this. It's a Rashi in Unzer Parsha. Rashi says, Vahiro Yaakov Moed Vayetzer. Hiro Vayor Moed Shemo Yehorek Vayetzer Loi Shemo Yaarek Achayim. Yaakov had a moira, maybe he will kill, and maybe he will get killed. So I think the Mefoshe Rashi say, because he knew that when Esav dies, he dies in the same day. But it doesn't make a difference what will happen, he will die. If he manages to kill Esav, he will also die in that day. So maybe he was, Manushach was bad. If he will win, he knows he's dying that day. Yeah, that's not too medrash. But Andos are going to Andomshach. Well, Magdum Agdom is a halacha. If a ganav comes into your house, so the Gemara says, "Baba Machteres, you're allowed to kill him." He's a roidef. Why is a roidef? Because if you will stand on your money and you will not want to give it to him, he will kill you. Chazok in al mamoy, the mele, he has a das to kill you. Meaning you're allowed to kill it. Right? This is the right of the Ghana, Bar Machteres. He knows if you will see him, you will not let him to take the money, and he will kill you. So you kill him direct. Shai, what is the hetter to kill him? Give him the money. The halacha is, if someone wants to kill you, and yochel atzilei be'echav me'evor, instead of shooting him in the head, you can shoot in his feet. So you have to shoot in his feet. You're not allowed to shoot in his head. Yochel atzilei be'echav me'evor, you're not allowed to kill him. This ganav is coming to kill you. Right? So what is the halacha? You sleep in bed, you see him, you shoot him, and you kill him. What is the hetter to kill him? Let him take the money. Yochel atzilei be'echav me'evor. If you could shoot his foot, and you could shoot his foot, not allowed to kill him. So that's a bewusst the Gemara. Roides, achan nair amur also, yochel leatzile beechem mevor, you're not allowed to touch up of his head, you have to cut his foot. So mainly, what is the heter? To kill the ganav? The ganav wants money. Let him to have the money. What? Sleep, cover yourself very strong with a blanket. Cover yourself very big with a blanket. Most people anyway will do it anyway. So what is the heter, Bichlal? What is the heter to kill the Ghana? Why you kill the Ghana? Roidev is a way to save him. What? Can you? What? What is the heter to kill the Ghana? So there's a chayodim that says it's a chazoke and ansari that when you see him you will jump on it. As is the chayodim. So many says if a Ghana was in your house you have to make a goymel. Because chazoke that you almost jumped on him, and then for sure he will kill you. So your mamish is a net that you didn't wake up. I say it's like the chayodim. Yeah, but the metzias is today, if you see a guy, you just daven that he will leave. The ma'is is nishna zeh. The metzias is nishna zeh. So the ma'is of the shayla is again, so what is the heck to kill the guy? So Rav Shach already asked this kasha in Aviyazri. Now Rav Shach is medayik in the Rambam, and Rambam state, midine aganev shenargenu kshiyove b'machteres. Asiya oynesh. It's the Einish Kefel. It's the Einish and the Ganev that even though he's not a real Roidev, you're allowed to kill him. Better he's not a real Roidev. Because if you stay in bed, he will not kill you. If you will get up, he'll be a Roidev. So this Keilu, it's Midine Aganev. Yeah, Avshach asks on himself, so why in Shabbos? Even in Shabbos, you're allowed to kill him. In Shabbos, you're allowed to manage Ganovi. But this is Avshach's Shlikotayim. It's Medina Aganim Shana Argenu Kshiyavim Amachter. That's Medina Aganim. That's a punishment of the Ganim that you will have Rishus. This Hashem gave the Ganim these Anish. He gave him Kefir and he gave him Azar Anish. Well, but this is not, if this is the Din, so Hashem lets you to do it. For the Ganim. So that's the din from the din of Ganev to make the skill of a bolo orgi. But in Rambam says that Amitzis is a shtik of Yomad during the Reva Avshah. Shom Zalman said, nay. So I'm Shom Zalman, I have not one more kasha that I'm Shom Zalman. It's a gemore that when Zimri was run, Pinchas was going to kill Zimri. So the gemore is not, Ilu nefach Zimri, Zimri was boy al-Aramis, Kozvi was tzur, and Zimri wanted, so Pinchas wanted to kill Zimri. And what's the word of the godless of Pinchas? Ilu nepach Zimri v'arogoi. Le Pinchas, lo oyo neregol. Ein ech nam is kanoim poigim boi na boi la ramis. Oh, but the boy has a right to kill the kanoim. This was the Mesiris Nefesh of Pinchas, because if Zimri will turn over and kill him, he will not be there. Frek the world, kanoim poigim boi is only b'shas b'yam mamish. So Meir, Zimri has a way to make Pinchas not to kill him, just to leave him, to be Pirish. So what is the heter of Zimri to kill Pinchas? Yochel Atzile Be'echav Me'evor. So it's on the Pardes Yosef in the Akdome, that's come from the Ger Rebbe. Pardes Yosef, Shalosh Cholekom on the Teire, that's come from the Alter Ger Rebbe, Alter Ger Rebbe, of Alter. And he brings down Alter, the three generations ago of Ger Rebbe, and he brings down that he saw this kasha. That's coming. He writes this kasha, and he writes down the shteid asor nisim nasu lepinchos, one of the nisim that it stuck together. The maybe it was no mitzvah to pray. This was the head of the kill Pinchos. This was one of the nisim. The maybe it was no yochel atzei v'chamevor. Das ist ein Weg. Sag ich, wenn wir sagen, nach Chidush Otsu. And I ask this question in this case. Shlomo Zalman says, if you're going in the street, someone takes out a gun. If you pass here, I shoot. You get a stone. Okay? What's going to happen? If you pass here, I shoot you. Zalman, Shlomo Zalman, take a gun, shoot the guy, and carry on walking. No, I don't know what to go to this. I want to go here. You shoot me? I will shoot you. Zalman, Shlomo Zalman. Someone says, you know, if you pass here, I throw a stone. Take a stone, you smash in his head, and you go weiter. That's the halacha, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Like a tchila mutar. There's no mitzvah not to do it. There's no mitzvah to be a good person to go from a different side. Maybe be smart, but not. But halacha, this is my street. I want to walk here. If you want to kill me, I will kill you. I'm not mechuyev to go out my way to make you not to want to kill me. I want to do aveiros. I want to be boyel haram. The balance, you have a problem. I will get punished, but I want to do this. If you want to kill me, I can kill you. You can't tell me, listen, if you don't do aveiros, I will not want to kill you. I want to do aveiros. It's not your business. Want to be a kandoy, I will kill you. It's a chiddush, even in aveiros. So Zalman says, I don't want to give you Mr. Gan as my money. You want to kill me? To be Zalaitis. You can't tell me no. Let me to take your money, and I will not want to kill you. So you have a way to save me. I don't want to give you my money. I'm not the Chuyim. I want my money. You want to kill me? I will kill you. I want to walk you. You want to kill people that walk you? I will kill you. So when he was young, he had a lot of arguments about it, but today he's pushing it. So more than that, he said, someone is in the hospital. Comes a sick person to the hospital. You're a doctor, or a heart doctor. The guy had a heart problem. So you could stand with us a machine on his heart the whole Shabbos. Literature is the same good like an electric one. The whole Shabbos to listen, you know, if it gets bad, you'll just start to pump it. Other, you know, Chaval, the whole Shabbos, you just connect him to us, like, again, how you call it, and if it beeps, you will come back. I don't have time to stand like this. I want to go away. Yeah, because I'll connect you to a machine. So from Zaman La'alocha, all these cases I asked him, case by case I spoke to him about. You see an electric pole that fell down on Shabbos. Electric wires are open. People will touch it, they will die. So there's two options. One option, you stand in the whole Shabbos, every little kid, be careful. Say, if you could. If the kids will not listen to you, for sure you have to call the police. But you could stand there, sakana, all the time when you have what to do the Shabbos, you want to learn, you have to say it. So it's just, you go to the phone, you call the company, you don't have to hide. It's all open wires, it's because of Nefesh. They come, they mechal Shabbos, cars, it's not your problem. And you go by it. And then Shem Zaman says, Allah to do. Mayor Rakhim Shem Zaman, I come to the neighborhood. I want to go to each other. You have a problem with Pekoach Nefesh? So bring the ambulance to me. So I myself could carry this. I myself, this really, the chiddush in the case here is that I myself could do the chiddush up. All the other cases, I'm doing what I want. It's your problem. You want to kill me, I will kill you. Here, I decide I want to eat chon, so I can take the ambulance. Shem Zalman said that if it happens, he will be samech on his la'alochim. But he doesn't want to tell the chazam matzav in Israel to dreitzach with them. But maybe he wanted to force the grommeting is in the ma'aser now, chutz in the whole grommeting is the Arab driver that drives the ambulance in the way back. The way dear b'shun poli v'ayif for now, not to be samech on a goy for chil Shabbos. Ois in b'gdoyle Yisrael. But on the way back, you're allowed to go with a guy. Aber me'ikar adin, as I talk to Pshu Mazal.
Everything is based
on Pinchas? On Pinchas and on Gana. And one more guy that I'm not going into. But this is better. There's a Mogil Avram, the Reiki of Pshu Mazal. There's a lot of kashas.
The Pinchas is not right. It's the Achon that says that
Right, the Ramach. But the Nirvah himself. But this is only when the Reidah hates him. But when the Reidah is a Kanoi, so he knows he will leave, it's not shy. As long as the Nirvah is, because he doesn't have time. To shoot, where to shoot. I'm saying, it's Kashis and it's from Amogen Avram. And Shin Mem is Amogen Avram. Shin Mem. Amogen Avram states Shin Mem. That if Akum came to a city to steal money, not Ganovi, you're allowed to make a war in Shabbos, but even that it didn't come on Iskin Nefoshes. Some of them are going to throw why? Because Alamo is a full shaking and stuff. And someone will start with himself. Right? And he will not want to give. In the end, there will be a war. And men in the end, people will die. So men in the city is mechuyav to make the war. Everyone of the people in the shtar have a right to start off with them. No one has to give them the money. It's not the same that people will not want to give the money. Everyone has to give the money in shtar. Some people will not listen to us in shtar, and they will not give the money, and they will make the whole matter of a war. So we Rosh Hashanah says you're allowed to do it. And the Magen Avraham is mashma nishta zeh. That is only for some people who are not right to do it. What? I have, I'll bring later. That was next week with Hanukkah, but the week after I'll bring later, I'll bring it because of Yad of Rosh Hashanah and it's mutter. And Rosh Hashanah makes a line, also only with a guy. But the also only with a guy means, because we went and we told him, oh, Zana Pirtze, Mekanish, you know, we don't even know the tumult going around. So he said that the Maya said he doesn't want to be as a matzah, so to make it with a guy. But the etzem, the psak, the gabi, all the halachas. I went to tell him, I'm going to say shir somewhere. I asked him, I want to say all these examples. Tell me all the examples. Oh, this case, the shooting, all these cases. We spent one by one. He said, Mufla, a neighbor knocks on your door. He says, I need hot water, my kid is dying. Tell him, no problem. You have fire. My hot water, I need for tomorrow for the tea. We're not speaking in the case that he will die in between. You have a couple hours. not to memayat ha'atzole. But if you give you hot water, then you don't have tea tomorrow. Tell him, chaval my tea. You, fire, because nefesh necha Shabbos, 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 nefesh necha Shabbos. That's one of these big chidushim of Shabbos Zalman. So the veil that doesn't like Shabbos Zalman, pshat, they say this is the pshat in the Medrash. That Yaakov had a meira that the Maisa, the whole reason he's killing Esav because Esav is a roi. But the Maisa could be he could make Esav not to be a roi. To mevater on the brochers, to mevater duch the shvoches, duch showing Leo, duch showing Rochel, was all different things. Yaakov didn't know if he's doing the right thing. I know Esav didn't get up in the morning and wanted to kill him. Ba'etzem Yaakov made Esav to want to kill him. So other he was sorry, even in Tzadad he kills Esav, Lemay said he caused it. Because he made Esav upset and more from that. Maybe even now is ways to make Esav not to want to kill me. I will tell him, you know what, take the brachas to me, I'm a vater of the brachas. I'm finish the brachas. It will work, it will not work. He will show him Rachel, all different things, because I'll say, all different ways, what Esav really wanted. Esav wanted something. Esav didn't come start to shoot Yaakov. Maybe you have to move out there. I have a way. Maybe I will kill Achayrim in a case that I don't have to kill them. So what? What I did, it doesn't make a difference. Now he's a Raiders. I'm allowed to kill him. And but the mistake of Shul Zalman time is that they wanted one of them, when they finished the Shtikotere, they bring the Zewa Pirush Mamedresh, Vayitzer Lo Yishem Oyao Yachayim. As a Yad Meir, but Ergi Macht, they say two parts. Ergi Macht, the ganze Zach, so basically he caused him to be roided, but mainly he caused the ganze Zach, and forget that even later, it's Vayis Eishu Nasach HaZalim, that was ways to Meratze Eishu. He tried and he managed. It's all different psukim, but there's machshava. He was answering them. Yesh li kol, yesh li rav. Ki rois chok ipnei Elokim. All these things, be'etzem. He managed the ma'isa, but this was his pachad. Maybe he will not manage in the right way, but maybe he will cause him to be... The ma'isa what Yaakov did was nichna teisa. Maybe he had to be nichna more mishlachas, more zachem. Kilo, it's more chiyuvim. To kill someone nicht alamo means you did the right thing. If he's a roi. And if he's a roi, alamo. To make him not to be a roi, then he's a shtok in chiyuv. Now, we're still going to touch this in the Chanukah. Boa, There's a big argument in Chav Shalom, if Benishkin Machriya, the Mokim G'day Le'olam. I just want to stick that the Olam will know the picture, what is going on. The story goes like this, man. Klal Yisrael and Chutz Laretz lit Hanukkah candles inside the house. In the windows, some not in the windows. People come to Eretz Yisrael. Some of hands when it came into America also, but be excited. And they start to see people are lighting candles outside. Yerushalayim was a minik to light candles outside. So with the Yid, Yeshua Menachem Ehrenberg, was Av Beit Din in Tel Aviv. He printed a sefer. No, last year, he written the whole Mama, I was in Yerushalayim, and I saw people lighting Hanukkah candles outside. And I think they were Mevorich Brocha Levatole, and they were never Yotze, Mitzvah, Sadlok Esmer Hanukkah, Mi Yemei. Why? He written the whole Shtikul Teir. And he started like this. Was Shasa Sakone Chazal said to light in the house. Shas HaSakona finished. Chazal didn't say to go back to put it outside. So if Chazal didn't say to put it back outside, the place stayed inside. Tell me, Mechetese. You get married by Yom Revi? Sula Nisus by Yom Revi. Sakona the Rabbanon. You get married by Yom Revi. I get married by Yom Revi. But Rabbi Yashu says, Sechum Re Yisei Rashayim, there's no mocking to do it. I don't have a time. If it's a pikuach nefesh, it's a pikuach nefesh. If Chazal said b'shas ha-sakonim anicho al shulchanosh, it means Chazal went and changed the place. It's not stam with a pikuach nefesh. If it's a pikuach nefesh, b'shas ha-sakonim, we don't do mitzvah. It's a lot of times. Pikuach nefesh doiche. It's gzeh as ha-shmad, it's not doiche. But if it says b'shas ha-sakonim anicho al shulchanosh, lo shon ha-rishoyin, Chazal o mevatel de takonim. If that b'shat is, Chazal o mevatel de takonim, and it mevatel of the ganze.
The
original mitzvah was Yom Revi? No, it was a takona. Why? Ksula nisus li Yom Revi. Mishnah ksulas. What? So the rabbonu to get married by Yom Revi. This one Raya he bring down, another Raya he bring down. Rashi says in Ksubas Dafei, Chazal cannot oiker stamp Psula Nisus Le'em Arvi. They had to fix a different day. Then the other day was bottom. But when they come to change it, Akonis Chazal, they don't stamp in the vatel. So also here, if they were in the vatel downstairs, they made a new place upstairs. Maybe he says it's not stam that there's no idiot to put it downstairs. They mevatel downstairs and they made a place upstairs. So maybe if you go downstairs, you're not going to the mitzvah. You're even at the kodesh rabbanon and upstairs. Yeah, this is the main two rayas. Then from Rishonim he brings the Ozaruah. The Ozaruah states, this is Loshon. Ho'id ne'lekes sakone, lo yadane, my time ain't onu madlikim b'chatzeres. Lo yadar. So why is the Sakonim when he started the time of the Ozorua? And he says he doesn't know why. Oh, but what the Ozorua did? He lived inside the house, not outside. So we want to be, you know, with the Ozorua, no, you know, the itur shtei mitzvah leanicho al pesach ba'isr b'shas ha-sakono manicho ve'achar shenoagu al ha-sakono noagu תכף נדביר זה קשה מי שיוכל להניחו בחוץ מניחו ואם לאו על פיסטוי רוצה לו אם אז עוד בפסח הדביר בואו נדקדמו אם אין לי איתור אני בא להם איזה פשפיר שינו עוד אולד איתור פסח הדביר שאף שאין צעקון הם מקודם כי הם נענוחו להניחו על השולחו They move the place.
There's
water
inside.
Who said? Zander, Rashi says the Chazal Mevatel, they changed the day. So he says Chazal Mevatel downstairs, they made the place upstairs.
So it's not two places outside.
No, Rashi says Yom HaRevi is not anymore a mitzvah.
Over
here, it's in the sense it's Kamala. Both of them are Pnei HaSakone. Chazal Mevatel are Pnei HaSakone. But we see him soon, he says the Chazal didn't bring it back, they have to bring it back. We never found big more, then it changed. The Chazal moved out, it changed. Don't change for a day. It's not stopped, it's not a matzah to Koch Nevesh Doyche. Koch Nevesh is not Doyche Chalike. But the Chalike is Doyche Koch Nevesh. Chazal changed the day. This was this Rav written the Sefer, and he sold the Sefer all over the country. He married with the Stam, how people in Yerushalayim are over on it. Rabbi Yashin got the Sefer, and he written the letter like this. They recover the gray choshu abad. When I saw the headline, I was sure you're coming to Miyashin, the meaning that people in Chusra are sitting inside and they got used to it and you know, the outside, but they're not used to it. So people were used to the such a long gullis, they just kept the meaning. And you wanted the melam of the shtick of Chus on the meaning. Oh, but after that, I saw that, you're right, that. How? What is the pshat of the people today in Yerushalayim are over the Yisru? Ach mikan la maskone that elu ha-oisim ka toiro ka kosu ba shulchan oruch en em yoitzim ve lo yosu ve lo klum lo yochad amarti yosu ono ve ere vos geitza and Rabbi Yashiv ding tach the second of the Rabbi Yashiv answers him Rabbi Yashiv finishes in the tshuva in the end yaharer oida pam beze think over again אם לא יאריך למייבד כהלוכה הפסוקה בשולחן אורך maybe the right thing is to do what שולחן אורך says to write outside וממנו יירו וכן יעשו וזכוסו רבי מי יתובו you start to do it in Tel Aviv everyone will copy you and you will have the זכוס and you bring back מחלק את הכלל and on the other starts like this he says שולחן שולחן אורך שתהית מהחלק ומניח על פסח הבית ומחוץ הוא לשולחן אורך שולחן אורך נשגיבו סולרנר ורמוז נשמעסק עבדם This is number one, he says. Ben says also, Zoro says he doesn't know. So the Zoro says it's not good. If this here is the argument how to look, no, he says it's a raya. The Zoro is like, mach das jetzt. Aber das versteht doch nicht. So mir, es nicht das jetzt. But this is a diukim. You have to know what, who, how you measure diukim. I don't know the clothing exactly. Then he tells to him that first also Tzuru Nisri Yom Ravi, who said it doesn't come back. But people don't do it today. First is nobody did him Yoishvim today, and it's Mochlo, and those. The Misha Yodah Moid, Ma Hashem, Vare Mekayim is a Takone, if it be as a Matzah, if it be as a Yoishvim, okay, maybe there is no Beis in Yoishvim, or be a Seder, Ein Echad Ami, is a Mochlo. I, when he bring a Rashi, that Chazal have to change the day, says, in Yom Revi, Chazal will cancel Yom Revi, it's no more Mitzvah, Psula Nisus, Yom Revi. Aber Chanukah can, all the Mitzvah blind. Upstairs, downstairs. They don't have to make a Bazun the place. Mele, he says, Chazal can make another place. Mele, Rabbi Yashiv says that the Ikar Aloch and the Sakon are finished, you have to light downstairs. When you light upstairs, Shkolu la'oretz, Mamshichim banoya, ki koshelem li'gomel it's hard to stop what they're used to in Chutz La'aretz to do it. But not because it's no heter. This is the Shalkei, the people that follow Rabbi Yashiv. You go to ask them, they don't see a tzad to light Chanukah candle on tzad. This is the answer and the argument and the smoking. What? The Balaid doesn't answer, but the Balaid does. He says it's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, shining. He's a Lashon HaRitva, the Ritva says that even in France, in his days, he lights inside because he doesn't have to be Ma'am Sakode. And they're going, you know, break the candles and the chapter, and that's Nechel HaSakot. This is Be'etzem, the argument. Now, before we don't, for sure, we don't, two Rabbani were arguing, we can't just imagine that. So we actually hold the place is only outside, the answer is a minig that carried out in the Golis. And some people say, no, fuck out, it's mamish a minig. But you can be very wrong if we know Zahua did it. Yeah? You have to know, it's a minig with no Zahua. Now, before we machriya, so animal, the problem is, everyone says, as they invite, as they be yenem rov, that outside is garbage, and bichlal, I don't think it's right. So, giblim in tzitrachim, lemaisa, b'mayri said, why not to be yaitzer of Riyashi, right? This part of the yaitzer, what everyone feels. And for sure, it's choshev is that. So, I want to explain the problems of shtikl, before we think lemaisa. I'm just moir, we have a day below this, it's a couple of minutes, and I'll halach a shir. The first shayla is, so we'll see Mishnah Berurah a bit. But where is outside? What is outside? Rabbi Yashiv was not the outside is outside the chotzer. The chotzer that faces the street. Save him the Chazanish said, this chotzer, of all chotzer, you use the chotzer, you made laundry in the chotzer, you made a shutfim, you know, it has a career in the chotzer. This is like a balcony, it's a big mess. Inside the building is a balcony, as outside is for grass, a bit mud. I was nishkin chotzer. If your mamish use the chotzer, this is another. Bachar comes to ask me, if he has a chotzer that I don't know, smoke deer, sugar for shmoos, some of the deers, that chotzer is mamish a good chotzer. But if not, the chaznish says you have to light near the building, near the apartment building. So when you have a shayle, now the machleik is, if b'diyevet, if you light in the Pesach HaBinyan and not Pesach HaChotzer, it could be an Adyaitzer. So again, it's a shayla of where to light. This is one problem. Another problem is, some Poskim hold that the whole Pesach HaChotzer or Pesach HaBayis helps is the case of the Gemara that the Aliyah is Psucho HaChotzer means you had an entrance to the house. Second floor had, like, you know, about the Ungarim and the steps coming down from the second floor. When you have a whole building, a whole dorm, hundreds of people here, when someone lights outside, you don't know bichlal who is lighting. So it's not heker that these people are lighting. The heker, we wanted every house to be marked a Pesach HaBayis that is lighting. The Gemara says, Aliyah, if it doesn't have a house, so you light in the window. Don't stay in the Gemara. Don't stay in the Gemara. You light Chaloy HaSamarush HaSorah. So a lot of people tell you that you don't have a Pesach Pesuach. Pesach Pesuach doesn't mean that people know that everyone comes out from the building in here. It means that people see this is the way out of the chotzer. So this is the steps. So it's opposite these steps. Yeah, from here you go into this place. The building, no one knows how the other side of the building, people don't see that people live here. They don't know how much apartments are here. This is the reason some people are not here. They forget if you have a window, it's for sure better you will light in the window. This is the Tzad Shekeneged. The Tzad Shekeneged says, forget about the Yerim Rav, the Tzad that could be a lochet if you can't lie downstairs. We're not mekabel his stuff. But we're very not clear where is downstairs. That is another problem. They say from the Briskerov, the Briskerov were very busy the last 4 or 5 days. Briskerov said that the Pesach HaChotzer has to have a ches. A pisoid is also. Has to be a shal. A shal that's high in the Zuzu. So in Brisk, now, this, they go around these days, and they're matkin around the doors, the people that are maybe, so they're in the chateres, they rent the bachelor rent apartments, they take sticks, and they build a Zatzuras of Pesach, and the shah of the chotzer. Because at night, if you do Biskerov, you can't lie there, and you can ding Pesach. So in Brisk, everyone is machmer. I'm not going to say, but this is when our Mishnah Berurah never bring it down, the place can never bring it down, the Yashiv is not Choshesh Toiv at all. But again, the problem is in all these places, if it's not a place, you're either going to walk a little taller again. What? What would be if someone, a Moshul, was in the desert? And he, Chanukah came, he lights a candle? We hold not. Chabad holds, yes, we hold Mishnah Berurah. And Kazan Abar, you can't light candles if you don't have a house. They do brachas of atole. And because they're about to light a candle when you don't have a house. It's a mokri. It's a Rambam in his brachas. The Rambam says that It's not mitzvahs chiyuvis, it's not mitzvah kiyuvis. Chiyuvis is tefillin, tefillin, shofar. Kiyuvis, like the Rambam, tzitzis, mezuzah. B'chaim b'der Rabbanon, it's not chiyuvis. Parshish kish b'krishme, all different mitzvahs the Rabbanon chiyuvis. B'chaim kiyuvis. Chanukah is a mitzvah kiyuvis. Sorry. Mezuzah is a mitzvah kiyumis. Chanukah is a mitzvah kiyumis. So some people learn, oh, shteit meram a mitzvah kiyumis, so many have to light in the street. But savad nisht hazeh. Rambam says mezuzah is a mitzvah kiyumis. Sheim rotzo kol yomov yoshev ba'agolev besfina. You don't have to live in a house. But she'en ken mezuzah, מה שאין כאן חלק את הרמב״ם זאת זה המצווה קיומיס חיוביס, חיוביס, אני have to do it צריך לצריך לשאין הרי כצי חלק את המצווה חיוביס שידון על ההר, שינת מחויות I remember when I was a buffer, I was in Kutera someone said a shiur, one of the Talim Chachomim said, why is this in this Rambam that if you don't have a house, you מחויות to buy a house before חלק את I'm not in the shiur so was I was sitting there, middle of the shiur, you can make it But for sure, the Kovakim, it's not sad that you have to light the Chanukah candle if you don't have a house, if you don't have a Pesach. You don't light Stam in the ear. So maybe if you don't light, so maybe if these places are wrong places, it's a Brocha Levatol. So now they'll tell you, okay, let's say that. Rabbi Yashiv holds upstairs, the Brocha Levatol. You hold downstairs, the Chvezi Shvab Tzatav. And then, you come on there. No, what do we get to that age? We make the broker. What we do? Here it's not so poshut. If Rabbi Yashiv or at least the Mishneh Berurah hold that Bediyeved you're not Yoytze in the house. The big tzad that Bediyeved you're Yoytze in the house. Mishneh Berurah brings down the Moshe that you are Yoytze. Stop. Mishneh Berurah brings down the Aloch in the Moshe. If you come late by night, there's no one outside the street, you light the candles for the Anshei Bnei Bayis. So Pesum and Nisa for Anshei Bnei Bayis. So most people speak about that also. What's the Pshar? So Anshei Bnei Bayis, maybe the Chil outside. My story is that Likule Alme, after the Sakone, even if the Matzah of the Sakone was bottled, or if you light in the house, it's Mukhan Mishnebu in common places that Pashtas you yoy to the Mitzvah. Pashtas you yoy to the Mitzvah. There's mashma in Mishneh Berurah. A couple places. That Bediyeved, the Pesul and Nisa is La'an Shebeisa. Shemur Lala Tam says, Manicha HaShulchan HaVedayu. And he doesn't have it, they're not up. Manicha HaShulchan HaVedayu. What? Yeah, no, I'm saying, when he has different Shalas in Halacha, Moshu. Most times we check them up, but... הנה, היינו בזמן הטורים מדליקים את פסח הבא, סתם היה אופן מון פלאס, סוף ראש עין א', סדקות נ"ד. ואיזה מקום נהגר לא עבר, אל כך יש חשד. מה שהגן עכשיו שמדליקים ממש בפנים, ולא איך הוא נקלן עשה סגל של רבים, אל כך לא איך פנון בחשוד ידידי. ונראה לנו זמן מה שמעת עושה קודק, ולבי. והוא נעשה זה, אבל זמן הטור, they would light outside. אבל בזמן הזה, people light inside, זה לא חשד, זה לא דין שתי פסוחים. What means? What is that? I mean, maybe the Rav was not the master of the Kodesh. It's not just stable. This thing has to change every second. The Mishnah Berurah will write like this. And the Shechonoch bring a normal Aloch. The Ramah bring a normal Aloch. Because the Iker Aloch you have to write in the Sudah. So how when the Ramah says you're allowed to, Chayin HaMinik Poshu, no, the state will have to change. You have a different Ramah. הגוי השם שבזמן הזה שמדליקים בפנים יצור לעזור לאן לקודם שטיח לרגל מן השוק וכל מכם צריכים לעזור גם בזמן הזה זה היה משהו מי הוא לכתחילה אבל אם עובר הוא בזמן הזה ולא הידליק מה לגבוה אילך כל הלילה על עמוד השחר דווקא מנה בייסן או עירים אז פסומניסה לבני בייסן אז So we see that b'diavad, to life of the bayis, bayis toys is yogurt. It's yogurt. Other because the Mishnah Berurah means that the ma'aseh, the ikar adi the ma'aseh, it changed b'zman hazeh. Other after they said manizah shulchan v'dayoy, so everyone that did this v'dayoy, b'diavad, even the ma'aseh sakana changed, but that's his clothes. Sakana comes back, for sure the ma'aseh comes back. So more clothes like Yisrael Zanusa, they gave two places. Maybe the best place is outside, or perhaps the evident place is inside. So maybe here there is a different problem. If you don't know what to do, and one place you for sure be the evident yaitse, who said not to do it? You have a zari av machleik. If you have a rabbi, you have to do what the rabbi tells you. If you don't know what to do, this is the Pesach, that the Pesach, after the chotzer, then chotzer, then chotzer, you know, everyone you will ask will tell you different also. There's no one who to ask, or what to ask, and how to ask. And every place is shy. Has to be nicker, more nicker, less nicker. So this is the tzad of the people that are not so quick to tell you to line outside. This is be'etzem the problem how to be machriya. Just to understand the laws. So I'm saying, the ikar of the ma'aseh, if you have a chotzer, you could say machal abiliyashi, or even if you say machal chazanish, you can guide in Pesach of the building. If you have a window, and you're in the aliyah, also, be'ikar adin, for sure you're yaitzer. If you have a window that you can see outside. So because the ma'aseh, it's mishadol be'aliyah, he doesn't have a Pesach, be'ikar adin, it's pashas that it's a Pesach for Zolosh HaSarabi, because he doesn't have a Pesach for Zolosh HaSarabi. The whole building, what is the case of the Gemara that doesn't have a Pesach? If he goes down to his friend at the bottom, and from the bottom of the house you go outside, the Gemara says, don't say that he doesn't have a Pesach for Zolosh HaSarabi. So I'm not saying that there's no fucking machmah, but Yashik Vais Tris, although the Mebayis and Abeliyashi, they feel like that even in that case, for sure you have to light outside. But I'm saying, the problem Alamot is, you have to know if it's considered outside and if it's considered nikah. So what some Achmirim do? They light in two places. You know what I'm saying? So we're not, we're saying, Mishmah Mishalach. But now, so, okay, you want to do two places. Now, one is two places. So the Moshe, the whole deal of the Moshe lights inside. And one guy lights outside, the Moshe, everyone with the Meliash. The Moshe.
Inside meaning window.
Inside the table. Yeah, a porch door if it's from inside, not from outside.
It's a window. It
had
the same
bit
as a window.
It's better. The Chaznish said, the porch door is considered a door. Because of the fire, I remember last year, the whole mice of the Bacher that was making chayzik of this Chaznish, and then they had a fire in Chanukah, and the fire engine came through the porch door and saved them out. You know. The Chaznish said that a porch door is also considered Pesach HaPasol Shesoradim. You can't go out to the porch. Chaznish said, when there's a fire, the fire engine comes with a ladder. Kids of a Bachar was making chayzik, and then before the fire came, he's making litzanas. Chaznish, shviyot, when the fire engine comes to the windows. They come in, they break the door, they come in, they break the door. The night after, there was a fire in the deer, the fire engine came to save his Bachar out of this porch. My sister here, but some bachim, the bachim, like one of the rumors there, I was there with him, she's taking the kufa there.
What's a window?
A window is a heck of a shasarabi. Aliyah, be'etzem, the Gemara says if the Aliyah doesn't have a door, she has a window. I'll explain. The bottom floor is the most chumur dikir Rabbi Yashin. If you live in a dira at the bottom floor, Dir Rabbi Yashim is very chomod. Stop. If you're on the bottom floor of a building, or you're in an apartment that only has one floor, like a normal chotzer with a floor, a chotzer that has steps going out to the chotzer. So if you're not living in an apartment building, you're living in the bottom floor, other than an apartment that, you know, a second floor that has like the zunder steps to go down, Dir Rabbi Yashim is the most chomod. Dir Rabbi Yashim, time the place is outside. When you come to a normal apartment here, like the near place, there it is not so partial if you consider down by Aliyah or down by Bais. Because if you're down by Aliyah and you don't have a bazunda Pesach with Lachotzer, the Gemara state you light in the window, you don't light outside. They state in the Gemara. without the aliyah, he doesn't have a bazoon the door separately. So the case of the Gemara is, what do you mean he doesn't have a normal? They never had steps. So it is bazoon the steps to the second floor, so he lights in that steps cable. So he moves in, he goes into the bottom floor, and he goes out, so he doesn't have a Pesach Abayim. So we don't say both of them light downstairs. He lights in his window. This is what the Gemara says. Now, the shayla is how to look at apartment buildings. That it's kind of a Pesach to everyone separately, or not. Here I'm saying, this is the reason the windows are easier, because the Siddur of the Gemara, the window is a place. The place in the window is better from a window on the first floor. In America, everyone has a Pesach to the street. Most people. So these people in America, literature is out of Sakana there, Dira B'liashir is very chavah. Second floor, it's not so posh. This man said, this is the problem of the second floor, who said you could lie downstairs. Even B'liashir is right, Sakana finished. But Aliyah has to have a Pesach that is nikkel. And here some people say, Shema Chazdish, to light the Moshe on the Yeshiva, to light on your door, to the doorways. Chazdish is also a neighbor. Forget it's a Pesach to the place where the people passed it. So all these places are a problem. So the people say, besides this, I light inside. I'm covering all the Shittas. Because when Michal Shulchanah B'dayah, B'dayah, I'm Yaitzah. And even after the Shulchanah B'dayah, it stays. It was a meaning like that. Someone says, I'm lighting inside, I'm Yetzer Zoroa. I'm not sure if I'm Yetzer Zoroa, I'm Yetzer Zoroa. The other place is, I want to do a B'liash, but I don't know where B'liash wants me to light. This is, you know, the tzad, I'm not saying, he's explaining that the Chumri, I also light outside as the Chumri. But I'm scared I don't know where the right place. So I light inside, maybe I'm not Yetzer. I don't know what to do. I don't think it's the right way to do. Not, I don't think it's the right person has to have two minarets. It's cool, be a sailor. But I don't know what to do. I'm scared. I have a chotzer with us. So I'm outside of the chotzer and on the other place. Oh. So now the shadow is where to make the brach. But one mistake you have to know that Bachrim, the whole Muslim is mishtatuk with pruta, as a machlekes in the Mishnebura, Bachrim could be mishtatuk with pruta. Some achorim hold the whole musig of mishtatef is only achsanoi. Someone owns the house and you're a visitor. But if a couple of guys own an apartment together, everyone is machriya separately. The ma'ez of mishnebura is machriya that mishtatef helps. And they, legami, only to be mishtatef, shmach ma'ez. But to be mishtatef, the moshel, the bottom one, the top one, instead of lining two, it goes more straight. No, a bracha doesn't have to have two
minayim.
The guy, you have to be marked to define, if you're Litvish, you define a Chassidisha, if you're Chassidisha, you define a Litvish. Dainu, you're not allowed, if you're Mishtatif for the Marshal downstairs with a guy, now you didn't say there, Chatzach Nocha Tesis, divide the guy downstairs lit in the minayim. So it could be your Yetzir. I don't even want to ask why I'm lighting, it's not the guy, you're lighting, because you're not sure where is the right place. You think maybe Rabbi Yashin meant this place, not this place. So Misafik, you want the light upstairs, but maybe the other guy hit the right place. So really now he was mighty already. So now you're doing a bracha levatola. So the only answer is you can make it tonight. What will be your tonight? That if what? What do you make it tonight? If what? So why how do you make a bracha? So I will explain. The reason you light upstairs is because we said like before that even if the Meliashim is right, could be the Yemen and you're upstairs. This is the reason you light upstairs with a bracha. Why are you not scared? Because the Yemen, it's okay. You want to be like a tchile, you're the Mehadri, the Meliashim, so you're lighting downstairs. But if he will light before you, other fucker, Russia, you light upstairs, you're yaitzah. So if you ate already, so the Moshe, if your roommate will bite you upstairs, and you will lie downstairs. So you'll have a problem again. Maybe one bracha, but not hardly. And for sure, it's much more important to make a bracha, not to light chalik candles on a bracha. With the krum and the gezach. So I'm saying, the only answer, if you don't want the mishtatef, is to take a chesirish a guy that lights, he takes the chalik, a few lights earlier. And for sure, to say that on the time that I a mistake, I forgot to light, till he lit me already, so on that day I don't want to be here. Not be nichshon b'rachon l'vatol. What? So you find a guy that you know, when we get to meet him, so
you find a guy that lies better. If not, you can't do it. Ain't a problem.
What? Yeah, speaking of Sarah, ain't a problem. Sarah, ain't a problem. If not, I'm a stunt, I'm saying, I'm saying here, if anyone, I can tell personally everyone what to do, but I'm saying, I'm not saying the chumas way for Kol. It's no one is going around. The yeshiva shevelt of that. This way, this is the matana. What I'm saying, I don't mean to pass him by the klali. These chumas the kazar. Now the shayla, where to do a brach? Here I have a big machleket in my shvah. Where to do the brach? It's a famous machleket in the chayim. Where I will do the brach? Mitzad echad, the best place to do the brach. I'm mistaken every year. Now I'm also mistaken what I will do this year. Mitzad echad, the best place I hold to do the brach is in the house. I hold that lemaisa, the stomach is in the house, but the other the kula. But the other. What? Zicha, maybe the fear of the yashi is not. So the shayla is like this. So if I will do, so the etzem I want to do the bracha in my house, and then lekula alma I'm yoytzi. But then I have a problem with Chaim Brisk instead of yourself. Chaim says, and everyone speaks about the Menchal again, that it's no musik to make a hiddur after you yoytzi the mitzvah. Right? Everyone knows the famous Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim had two esregi. One was for sure kosher, and one was more mehuda but was tough kosher. So Reb Chaim showed first the Mehuda, that is Safa Kosher, and then the Kosher. That's Reb Chaim for us. Because if he will shake the Kosher first, he's Yaitse. So he can't add a Hidu. So if I will light in the house, maybe it's no more to go downstairs to light anymore. What? Wait. So, but I'm skipping. So maybe my Eitse is, so what I do is, I light downstairs, and I run upstairs, and I light. I don't speak, I just run. I don't say Aleh Salalu. And then upstairs, I really say, God, it's also easier, it's in the house. This is better than what I do. Because if I'm choshish, the whole reason I'm lying twice, because I'm choshish, maybe it's a bracha levatol. If it's a bracha levatol, why am I lying again in my house? Because I'm scared, maybe downstairs I'm not managing to have the right place. So, if you're not serious, it's a bracha levatol, more chavah from Allah is going to have it. So Teretz is Beseret. I'm rushing upstairs. So as a Shalef is considered Hefzik enough. And Rashi and Eruv in Dafnun state that does face the Hefzik. It's two behemoths. You're not sure what is the behemoth. Rashi says don't make a bracha at the smicha. Like Rashi, because maybe you say the first behemoth is not the richtig behemoth. The nimtzo mafsik ben bracha le smicha. Ay Reb Chaim. That all the tiras lulav, but the evidence it's chal on the lulav alay. They state in aloche. But if you only have a lulav, you make all the tiras lulav. Mel Reb Chaim, enech lami lekatchil ez inyo to make the bracha on the gantza arba minim. Of them, Reb Chaim will say mech. Aber in that case, it's not so posh. Aber the different people say, Mishem Reb Chaim nisht azay. That does hate ish kereshse. This is better than the shayla, where is better. So if you have two bracha, then one makes the bracha. This is bracha. If you have someone to make the bracha, but I'm saying this is not chamash, not to do this chumra. Not to, you have two menayas upstairs, downstairs, and your roommate, one guy will make the upstairs, and another guy downstairs. That's Mishkan Dei Chateri. It's Machan Zeh Chatur Chumra. Now, one more thing, that is another shayla, forget the problem with the menayas, is the shayla if you have to eat in the same place or not. There's again a big tumult in the Poiskim Spiras and Chavnish and Mishtabruas and Poiskim Pichodosh of them. Me'ikar Adin, the place you sleep and you don't eat, you also could light it. This is Me'ikar Adin. In a yeshiva, a marshal, that the dining room was the main place. So in Kulteira, I remember, Rosh Hashanah said, as the Chavnish said in Bnei Brak, you could light in the dining room because you eat in the dining room. And so there, everyone from other machines in America, the roof, you light in the dining room. What?
One place
And Kol Teira, everyone, most of the guys who live in the village. Yeah. Shvach, we have a guy with a window, Heck of the Yeshiva, again, Manicha, the Yisrael, all these Minhagim came from Manicha HaShulchan HaYedaya. You have to know, all these Minhagim came, and the Maise, as he's given the Minhag, and he can leave it. And then, the Yashim is also made this given as a Minhag. Very early on the Yashim. The Yashim also came to us. People were lazy to change, people didn't think you have to change. Say, the Maise, if you eat one meal,